queen of hearts was making terms, but I not make me hate.
Sorry, Dad, I don't want any more of it.
Love. Well, anyway, we had a sergeant in Cashel one time, really great sergeant, and he came from where? But anyway, he was operating this fella anyway. One of his testicles was a small bit injured, you see. But he left it out on the table anyway, and by God he got shot taken, and he had to go to the tailor. And he said he came in standing up anyway, and he came back in, the testicle was back. And Jesus, he says, what am I going to do? So he looked at the nurse, he said, go down, he said, and bring me up a small onion. An onion, like, not onion. But she brought him up a small onion anyway, put it into your man, and sold him up. He said, come back in 6 months, he said, and I'll see how you're getting on. But your man came back in 6 months anyway, and he walked in, and the surgeon said to him, how are you going, he said. Well, Jesus, he says, I'm going fine, he said. There's only one little snag, though, he said. What's that, he said. Every time I get an erection, he says, I start crying. There was another fella, the kidney trouble. My God, he broke the kidney anyway, the kidney was bad to rot. So he rung the brother anyway, he says, I'm in an awful state here, he said. The master, when you know the kidney out of a man, he said, and he's too rotten, he said, what am I going to do? I take it down the kidney, he said. And where look at it, and no greyhound after that. And I cut it out and I take it out too. And he slapped it into your man anyway. Let him off for say, come back in 6 months, he said. I'll have an old check-up. So he came back in anyway, and your man came in. And the surgeon looked at him, he said, well, he said, how are you going? Oh, yes, he said, I'm frightened, he said. I've only one little snack. What's that? Said the surgeon. Every time I goes into the city, he said, every pole I meet, I do have to pull open. Well, did there was another man?
Completely to my surprise, about a month later, close to when my Dundee lad is running out, this guy arrived back, came back, and He offered me 300 again, and I said, yes, okay. Because I've had no offers of any kind from anybody.
There was no NCT.
There was no NCT. And the bodywork needed repairing before it could go for an NCT.
300 for scrap, isn't it?
I was offered by a scrapyard €5 a ton or something. And I said, how heavy is this? He said about a ton and a half.
$7.50.
Yeah. But he'd have taken it away.
Oh God.
But oh yeah, I was very, very pleased to get up. Yeah.
So yeah,
I was going to change my car this year.
Oh right. Yeah.
And I went to get. I got my insurance quote. 50% more than the previous year.
Oh, was it?
Yeah. A lot of people have. My car is 16 years old. So I phoned up a different insurance company and I said, quote me on this, and they said, no, the car is too old. So I had to renew it with whoever was with. So I did. And then I thought, you know what, this is just going to become more and more of a problem. So I went and had a look. I had a couple of seconds in there.
These are cars in general, or
The couple that I drive. A Renault. Which would be familiar with, but I couldn't find an Audi.
You want a Volvo?
Volvo
or an Audi. You couldn't find an Audi?
Well, not. I didn't try very hard. David Neal got it, and I didn't know. So I thought, well, I'll keep my cars and I brought it to the NCT last week. And I was making up noise to see if I could get the NCT, and then I'd see what I have to fix. And then see. The same to the NCT. Got my certificate?
Yeah.
You can do it?
Wow.
So I'll hold on to it. Just need to fix it.
50% increase in insurance is pretty awful, really. And is that because of the age of the car?
Well, all motor insurance. Maybe.
They say the skies of Lebanon are burning, those mighty cedars bleeding in the field. They're showing pictures on the television, women and children dying in the street. I'm sorry, that's your funny voice. Can I start again?
Yeah.
That's the girl in front of me.
Take the sunglasses off now and you'll be fine.
I can't see anyway. They say the skies of Lebanon are burning, those mighty cedars bleeding in the fields. They're showing the pictures on the television, women and children dying in the streets, while we're still at it in our own place, still trying to reach the future through the past, still trying to carve tomorrow from a tombstone. But hey, don't listen to me, this wasn't meant to be no sad song. I've sang too much of that before. Right now I only want to be here with you till the morning dew comes falling. to the island and trace your footprints in the sand. And in the evening when there's no one around, we make love to the sound of the ocean. They're raising banners over by the markets, whitewashing slogans on the shipyard walls. Witch doctors praying for a mighty showdown. No way our bloody land is gonna fall. Up here we sacrifice our children to teach them worn out dreams of yesterday, and teach them dying will lead them into glory. But hey, don't listen to me, this wasn't meant to be no sad song. I've sang too much of that before. Right now I only want to be here with you till the morning dew comes falling. I want to take you to the island and trace your footprints in the sand. And in the evening when there's no one around, we'll make love to the sound of the ocean. I know us plain folks don't see all the story. I know that truth and love's just copping out. I know these young boys dying in the ditches is just what being free is all about. The twisted wreckage down on Main Street will bring us all together in the end. And we'll go marching down the road to freedom. But hey, don't listen to me, this wasn't meant to be no sad song. I've heard too much of that before. Right now I only want to be here with you till the morning dew comes falling. I want to take you to the island and trace your footprints in the sand. And in the evening when there's no one around, we'll make love to the sound of the ocean. Sinead Pod Brady.